A private group that supports entrepreneurship went to Capitol Hill yesterday and told lawmakers that entrepreneurs need and deserve more help from the federal government. The group said government policies have been crucial to creating the conditions that have fueled successful business ventures in recent years. And the group says improving those policies could help the struggling economy. NPR's Snigdha Prakash reports.
Like apple pie and the American flag, entrepreneurship commands the allegiance of every politician, at least in an election year. Republican Senator Kit Bond of Missouri certainly believes in it.
Have you looked at who's creating the jobs? It's not the large businesses. They're laying off people.
He was speaking to a room full of new economy tech entrepreneurs and venture capitalists who gathered early yesterday morning in a Senate hearing room for a hearty breakfast of scrambled eggs, sausage and biscuits, and some old-fashioned lobbying.
Ladies and gentlemen, you who are in the entrepreneurship field and are creating the jobs, God bless you, good work, get at it, and let's grow. Thank you very much.
The love fest was bipartisan. Massachusetts Democrat John Kerry, who chairs the Senate Small Business and Entrepreneurship Committee, told the gathering he'd make sure his colleagues took their issues seriously.
The conventional thinking is that, you know, Republicans are good for business and Democrats are terrible, and there's sort of this great divide between the two parties in our country. That's the conventional wisdom, and it's still a stereotype which tends to govern the patterns of a lot of voting in our country.
He said he hoped that entrepreneurs would be converted to the Democratic Party as Democrats work to help them. The National Commission on Entrepreneurship organized yesterday's meeting. It's funded by the Ewing Marion Kauffman Foundation, an NPR underwriter. The commission has drawn up a long wish list for government action. It wants the government to start collecting good economic statistics on entrepreneurship. It wants more government money for scientific education and research. And it wants the government to help entrepreneurs raise capital, particularly at the early stages before their companies are big enough to interest venture capitalists. Patrick Von Bargen is the executive director of the Entrepreneurship Group.
We want to look at pension policy, 401k policy, tax policy, securities policy, and look at, are there ways from a policy standpoint that the federal government can encourage more capital to be available in that early stage.
One idea Von Bargen is floating is to give individual investors in such companies a break on the capital gains tax and give the entrepreneurs a break on their corporate tax.
In some ideal world, it would be nice if we could do everything to encourage entrepreneurship.
In the real world, says William Gale, a senior fellow at the Brookings Institution in Washington, every dollar the government spends on entrepreneurship is one less dollar for other important investments in healthcare, a sounder retirement system, or inner cities, to name a few.
The question is that the best use of society's dollar?
And Gale says the commission hasn't made that case. Of course, with the deficit growing and war clouds looming, there may not be extra money to spend on any of those things. Snigdha Prakash, NPR News, Washington.